بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. والصلاة والسلام على النبي الهاشمي المدني الأبطحي التهامي السيد البهي السراج المضيء الكوكب الدري صاحب الوقار والسكينة المدفون بالمدينة العبد المؤيد الرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. الله عز وجل says in the Holy Quran: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك نوري إبراهيم ملكوت السماوات والأرض. وكذلك نري إبراهيم ملكوت السماوات والأرض وليكون من صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we have been discussing in the past few nights, trying to build up an understanding of what it means to say Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, and all the other names of Allah Azza wa Jal. As we try to build this understanding in our intellect, as we try to build the perception as we pray and we supplicate, as we try to build this knowledge of who we are praying for. Some of this has an abstraction part to it. Some of it has an application part to it. But all of it takes place in the soul of yours, in the self of yours. Because part of it, we need to understand it, and we need to realize it at the level of the intellect. Another part, we need to translate it in our actions and applications of our everyday's work, in our prayers, in our dealings, in what we do. That's why, dear brothers and dear sisters, in seeking this kind of understanding, time is not the issue. It is not how much we can cover in 40 minutes. I don't care about that. Whether I finish, I don't have a set piece that I have to deliver in 40 minutes. No. Sorry to disappoint those who think that this is how I do things. No. I will go as far as you come with me. As far as I see the reception of the knowledge that is being dispensed out there. There is understanding, and you feel the understanding through the interaction, we move forward. For this is an issue of the most important entity that we could ever think of. And we will not gamble on time with this. It's about how much you understand. That's why at times I digress, I divert from the topic. Why? The mind, when talking about issues of abstractions, may need some relaxation. So we talk about related issues, but not the heart of the issue. When you leave, I want to ask you tonight a question. And based on the answer, you'll see my response for the rest of the session tonight. Yesterday, I asked you all to do one thing. That when you leave, you pick and think about something you need and relate it to a name of Allah. And you try to call Him with that name. How many of you did this? If you've done this, raise your hand. One, two, no, mashallah. Oh, there is hope. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. This is very positive. Thank you for doing this. So, in doing so, yesterday we talked about a few concepts. Let me review them quickly and then build on them. We talked about al-mulk and malakut. Al-mulk meaning what we see, what we live, what we have in this contingent world, and what we perceive. Al-malakut is everything in its connectivity to Allah Azza wa Jal, and how it is dependent on Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-mulk and al-malakut. An example of this, if I am a doctor, when he wants to talk to you, he sees what you and I see. But when you start telling him you have a kidney pain, you have a back pain, something else comes to his mind. The internal organs of what makes you. He's still seeing you. But the reality, when you tell him of the pain that you have, what comes to his mind? An in-depth look of what you are. What organ is hurting you? And then what could be the cause for that hurt? Another example. An engineer, when he is solving a problem with, for example, a computer or a network, when you tell him the email is not going out, the engineer now is not looking at the wire, is not looking at the laptop. What he's looking is an internal, in-depth fragmentation of the data and how it goes from your computer to the other recipient. When we look at the laptop, we look at the mulk. When we look at the data as it goes, we look at the malakut. When I look at you as a doctor, I am a doctor, I'm looking at you, I'm looking at the mulk. When I start looking at your organs and what could be the cause and the details, as if I'm looking at the malakut. So here, when I apply the word malakut, I apply it, I see you and your dependency on Allah Azza wa Jal. That dependency is essential to my understanding and my faith. And everything you do in life is trying to understand that malakut, that dependency, and how we are dependent on Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, the question remains. When we look at ourselves here, we see there is a dimension of time. I say, did you do it? Are you going to do it? What will you be doing? There's always an element of what? Either past, present, or future. The question here, when is it that I don't know? I don't know if I'm asked about what? The future. I don't know when I'm asked about the past in reference to someone else. And sometimes I myself forget about my own past. So knowledge, when we measure it and we try to understand it, is sometimes ambiguous, unknown. I want to ask you this question. And this is very important. Why? Because it helps us understand the coming nights. Because on the night of power, see, I want to relate everything to the night of power. What is happening to us on the night of power? The hadith says that whatever is destined for you is going to become what? Whatever is portioned for you is going to become destined to you. What does this mean? What does this mean that my sustenance on the night of power is decided? What does it mean really? Tonight we're going to scratch the surface of it and we're going to take one piece at a time of this information, of this knowledge, so it becomes clear to me. When I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that I want more sustenance, what does it mean really? Alright. First, let me ask you. When we are created, we go through a gradual growth. Okay? We're created at the first making of us, a sperm and an egg. As simple as that. They come together, and then the formation of you and I. Right or wrong? That sperm and an egg, when that baby is conceived, what does it have? When the person was at conception, is he different than the person 30, 40 years? At the moment, at the instant of conception, that individual, that human being, is he a different individual then when he is 40, 50, 60, 80, 90, 100, may Allah prolong all your lives, until that person dies. When he dies, what is he? There is that body, and that soul departs. But at conception, don't we say that this a human being? Is that a human being or not? Right or wrong? Is he a different? Is person A at conception different than person A at death? Right or wrong? I know some of you are weary. We're not sure to say yes or no. Is this a tricky question or not? That person, if there is Kalim or Jawad or Hassan at conception, at death we still say that is Jawad, Hassan or Kalim. Right or wrong? But at 20, 30, 40, 50, the potential in that conception is what? Revealed. We see what that conceived baby was as he or she lives their lives. But that person is still the same one. Right or wrong? But that person is revealed. Or manifested. Let me ask you though. This is to us who undergo that dimension called time. What do we need? We need time to see that manifestation. We need time to see that revelation. But that conception, that conceived baby, is the same one who died also. Hassan is Hassan. But Hassan, as a baby, also was different than Hassan at 10 years old and 20 years old. Right or wrong? The difference was in Hassan, that he, Hassan, it started manifesting what his potential was. Now to Hassan himself, did he know what he will be at 10 years old? Is he finding out? He is finding out. With his will or without his will? It's through his will to see what the choices, the options he has, and the choices he make. Right or wrong? So now as Hassan, as Jawad is living his life, what is happening in that life? He's experiencing. He is maturing. At the same time, more revelations are happening. At the same time, manifestation is taking place of what the choices are, what the options are. But Hassan is Hassan at the same time that was conceived. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن من شيء إلا عندنا خزائنه إلا عندنا خزائنه وما ننزله إلا بقدر معلوم. Meaning what? Allah is saying, everything we have is treasures, but ننزله, we descend it, we reveal it in an exact portion. To Allah Azza wa Jal, is there this dimension of time? If you say there is time, then what are you saying? If you say Allah depends or needs time, it means there is need and dependency. So that's not God. So what is the situation here? To Allah Azza wa Jal, it is what it is. To us, it's that continuum, this manifestation. To see that manifestation, Allah put the time for us. Maybe we need just a mental break here, right? Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. When we look at something, we look at this, I have what a bead here. What do you see, all of you right here? A collection. You see something. But as soon as I reveal it, what is it? It's manifested. Now, when coming to creation, there are two levels. What we call al-fayd al-aqdas and al-fayd al-muqaddas, or al-ilm al-ijmali and al-ilm al-tafsili. Al-fayd is emanation that conceived individual at conception. What happens to him? Emanation has what? Touched that entity. When it touched that entity, it's being manifested. And it takes two levels, two roles. Allah Azza wa Jal knows of it. But what happens when time factor comes in? That details being manifested. But who is it manifested to? To us or to Allah? To whom? Why? To Allah, He knows it all. He doesn't need the time. He, as a matter of fact, for this manifestation to even start, it's because of Him knowing of it. Allah Azza wa Jal, when He knows of something, it is created. And there is no when with Allah Azza wa Jal. It is kun fayakun. When there is no time, there is no before and after. It's only what? Kun fayakun. And to Him, It's an instant and not even an instant. Because when we say an instant, what do we mean? There was before and after. With Allah, there isn't. But because language in the realm of a human beings is created by man, and therefore it's a result of his own experience, and we experience things in relativeness. Meaning what? Give me your undivided attention with this, because it's very important. I tell you, I have 30 more left. I have 30 more left. What comes to your mind right now? 30 minutes? 30 years? You know, the mind needs, it is seeking what? Something to relate to. 30 what? 30 minutes, 30 years, 30 yards, 30 centimeters, 30 meters. What is it I need in order for me to understand I am working, I am created in a relative architecture? I only think relatively. Which means what? I need something to measure against. You tell me 30, I don't know. Which means what? The mind does not know how to grasp in absoluteness. We know of it, but do we live the absoluteness? That's a hardship. We don't have that. So what do? Anytime we think, we need a way to relate. And our minds, when it relates, we understand. The problem is when we want to talk about Allah Azza wa Jal in the true sense, can we talk about Him in relativity? No, you can't. He is only in absoluteness. Having this difficulty, what do? The mind relates, but never arrives. We can only abstract, but we can never be it. We can live an experience. But as much as the mind extends itself with this understanding of relativity. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. في كتاب لأبي الحسن عليه السلام he said سبحان من لا يحد ولا يوصف ولا يشبهه شيء. Glorified he who cannot be limited. You cannot limit Allah. You cannot put a he is here. You cannot border him. You cannot look at you, look at me. Our essence, what is it? What is it? Look at this hand. Let me give you an example here. Look at the hand right now. Where is it? It's right here. When it moved from here to here, what happened? Did the ether here change, or my hand changed? What changed? What is it that moved back and forth? Where is this limitation that shows my hand? It's right here. How does it move? When we talk about the atoms, atoms make everything, right? Quarks, whatever it is that we want, let's call it the atoms, the smallest matter. How do you define that smallest matter? How does it define me, my hands and everything around me? When we talk about existence, dear brothers and dear sisters, it is an amazing discussion. We have to be very careful. But we need to think about it. Allah says, the Imam Alayhi Salaam says, وَلَا يُوصَفْ. Allah is not described. What does this mean? Here, you and I are describing Allah for the past 6 days, 7 nights. I don't know, I lost track. How many nights? I'm not sure. We read Dua Jawshan, Dua Kumail. What are we doing? we're describing, right or wrong. The Imam is saying the description that is not permitted when it comes to Allah is the following. Listen to me very carefully. I say, the wall is beige. Did I describe the wall or not? Now, that beige color, is it an add-on to the wall or from the essence of the wall? Excellent, alhamdulillah. You just comforted me. We're on the right track here. If it's an add-on, I can one day make it beige, another day make it white, a third day make it black. If I am describing Allah like I'm describing the wall, that's not allowed. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal, His attributes are not an add-on to His essence. They are His essence. See, this is the difference here. I cannot say Allah is merciful, meaning that there is Allah and we brought this attribute and we added on to Allah the essence. So at times Allah is merciful, then we take off mercy. And at times He's forgiving, then we take off forgiveness. And at times He is... We cannot do that. Why? Give me one answer. Why it is wrong to say that? Because if we say that, it means what? Allah, the essence, what does it? It needs all these things. When it's not in need. If it's not in need, but He is all these, so what? He is all these attributes at all time because that is His essence. That is why when I say, Ya Rahman, here's where this... Here's where وَعَلَى ضَمَائِرَ حَوَتْ بِكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ حَتَّى صَارَتْ. How? When I say Ya Rahman, at the same time I know He is Ya Rahim. When I say Ya Ghafur, at the same time I know He is what? Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannan, Ya Alimu, Ya Adil. When I know He is all of them at the same time. But when I ask, I say Ya Raziq. But I know He is all of them at the same time. Having said that, we know that Allah Azza wa Jal, as we just described, when He creates, if there is no matter of time when it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal, let me ask you this question. Does He know of things before they're created or not? Now let's resolve it in our minds. The answer is correct. You get a reward, a star on this, but let's make sure we dissect it right. Why does He know of it before it's created? Because the before only applies to whom? To us, not to Him. When it comes to Him, there's no before and after. That is why, to Him, before and after is all one and the same. But it is to us, there was before creation and after creation. So far so good? Your voice and loudness of the salawat is based on how much you understood so far. Let's hear it. MashaAllah. Then we should go on. It is narrated in Usul al-Kafi, عن محمد بن يحيى, عن محمد بن الحسين, عن ابن أبي عمير, عن هشام بن سالم, عن محمد بن مسلم, عن أبي جعفر عليه السلام, he said, سمعته يقول, كان الله عز وجل ولا شيء غيره ولم يزل عالما بما يكون, فعلمه به قبل كونه كعلمه به بعد كونه. He's telling us about the knowledge of Allah. Allah knows of the thing before it is, equal to knowing about it after it is. It's equal. And another also hadith, he says, لَمْ يَزَلِ اللَّهُ عَالِمًا بِالْأَشْيَاءِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ الْأَشْيَاءِ. He still, his knowledge of the things is equal to it before creating it. Let me give you another twist on this. When we say Allah Azza wa Jal, the All-Knowing, and Allah, the All-Living, and Allah, the All-Able, whether Allah creates or not, He's what? All-Living, All-Knowing, and All-Able. Right or wrong? With me so far? When He creates, what do we call Him? The All-Creator. Now, if Allah doesn't create, does it mean He is not all-knowing? Allah is all-knowing, all-living, and all-able. If He wills to create, then He creates. If He wills to forgive, then He forgives. If He wills to do whatever He wills, He does it. That is why there are some attributes, we call them the attributes of the essence, and there are some attributes, we call them the attributes of the action. All-knowing, all-able, all-living is the attribute of the essence. But when we say all-forgiving, when we say all-creator, when we say any other act that hinges on the creation outside, we call it the act, the attribute of what? The action. So now we have two attributes. Attributes of the essence and attribute of the action. Now let me ask you another question here. But are they one on the same or not? Because it talks about what? Allah Azza wa Jal. But we're dividing them up based on what? Our understanding. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal says all of this that I do. When you see this, you see the attributes of the action. In His knowledge, every creation is known. It's known in every single detail. All right, now, I know I put a lot of effort on your minds today. Let me push you a little bit further. Are you willing? Let me measure it by a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Alright, you asked for it. Allah, when we talked about Allah's knowledge right now. Let's talk about our work, our action, what we do. Think with me. Whenever you want to do something, what do you go through? Do you just do it? Do you think about it first? Do you contemplate on it first? Do you think about the consequences? Well, some of us might not, but how do we carry on the action? Why is it so important? It is so important because once we come to understand the different steps that we take and what is it that is required of us and how is it that every action, even in conception of the mind, we need Allah Azza wa Jal. Then, but if we need Allah Azza wa Jal, what I'm going to do tonight, because I just realized the time is nearing to be up, I'm going to now give you the questions. Start your mind, provoke your thoughts. Tomorrow I'll dot the T's, cross the T's and dot the I's. If Allah Azza wa Jal knows everything, and I need Allah Azza wa Jal for everything that I do. Does that mean when I make a mistake or commit a sin, God forbid, Allah is committing the sin, wal'iyadu billah? Then how do you resolve it then? If you say, no, when you're committing a sin, God has nothing to do with it. Hold on, then I'm doing it independently. If I'm doing it without Allah, then here I don't need Him. But you just told me in the last previous sessions that I need Allah in everything. Problem, don't you think so? How do you solve this? I need you to understand where the problem is so we can resolve it, so we can feel comfortable when we do things. Sometimes we do things and we commit sins. If it is true that we need Allah in everything, and Allah Azza wa Jal is the creator of all things, when I committed the sin, isn't the sin, that action, isn't it created? Is it or is it not? In the back, you're not answering. Is it or is it not? No, you're still doubting. Some people in the back, I'm not... Is it or is it not created? If it's not created, I cannot even ask about it. It's because it's created, I'm talking about it. Right or wrong? So if it's created, and Allah created everything, does that mean Allah created the sin? Hold on. If He created the sin, why am I getting punished for it? And hold on, that means I am forced into it. Alhamdulillah. Okay, let's go all sin. Huh? You laugh? There is an entire school of thought created on this. You're laughing because, come on, it's impossible. What do you mean? If I say this, then let me go have my way. And on the day of judgment, God, You created everything. You created my sins. Thank You. Let me go to heaven. What would that, if you're laughing at it, and you're saying, of course not, how can we resolve this dilemma? Interesting dilemma or not? Should I change the topic or not? Imam Zain al-Abidin, salamullahi ta'ala alayhi. Today I want to take a break from Dua Jawshan to talk about Dua Abi Hamza. Why? See how it relates to us. See, Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, they were given when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, he said, I'm leaving behind me the two weights. What are they? Kitabullah wa Atrati. So these two are very similar. And you will see that even when Ahlul Bayt talk, it's like the Qur'an is talking. You remember when I talked about the Qur'an earlier? The if and then in everything in the Qur'an? Look at the if and then in everything in Dua Abi Hamza. Let's recite these verses of the Dua tonight so we can examine it a little bit, because these are actions and things we go through. Allahumma inni kullama qultu qad tahayyatu wa ta'abbatu wa qumtu lis-salati bayna yadayk. Oh my Lord, whenever I thought I was prepared and ready and rose to pray, what happened? وَقُمْتُ لِلصَّلَاةِ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ وَنَاجَيْتُكَ. And I confided to You, my Lord. Some of you will relate. You should relate to this. We stand up. We're ready. We want to do this dua. We want to pray this. Allahu Akbar. What happens to us? That instant, that moment, أَلْقَيْتَ عَلَيَّ نُعَاسًا إِذَا أَنَا صَلَّيْتَ. You cast sleep on me when I pray. Have you ever seen? You're all energetic already. You say, Allahu Akbar. Oh my God, you are so tired. You just want to fall asleep. You just want to let go of the prayers. You just want to end the prayer. وَسَلَبْتَنِي مُنَاجَاتِكَ إِذَا أَنَا نَاجَيْتَ. And You took away the pleasure of confiding in you when I confided, my Lord. Don't we all go through this? I mean, seriously, don't we all go through this? This is Dua Abi Hamza. Listen why. You want to know why? Listen to the answer. But he also gives you other issues that we go through. مالي كلما قلت قد أصلحت سريرتي وقرب من مجالس التوابين مجلسي. My Lord, every time I feel content about my goodness, now I'm a good person, I changed. And every time my core and my companionship have neared the repentant ones, you know, I think of myself, I started the month of Shah Ramadan, I am good, alhamdulillah, I'm not doing anything bad, I am trying to be among the repentant ones. We all relate to this, right? What happened? عرضت لي بلية أزالت قدمي. A sin would occur and cause my foot to stumble. وحالت بيني وبين خدمتك. And it deprived me from your service, my Lord. Why? Let me tell you, I don't care who you are, we all go through this. The Imam alayhi salam wrote it so we can all benefit from it. Some of us, the sins are great. Some of us, the sins are hidden. Some of us, the sins are physical. Some of us, the sins are spiritual. Some of us, the sins are up here in the intellect. At the end of the day, we slip. Why? You want to know the answer or no? MashaAllah, I guess you do. Let's leave it till tomorrow. What do you think? If you want to hear it, let me hear Allah salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Do you know why I keep on asking for a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad? Do you know why? It is narrated that a salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad kicks away hypocrisy from the heart. It is narrated that the salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad is a spring for the heart. You know how we have winter, autumn, summer and spring? Which one do we like the most? We like the spring. The heart loves the spring. And the spring of the heart is a salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. سيدي لعلك عن بابك طردتني. Let's all direct to Allah Azza wa Jal. Oh my master, maybe you have expelled me from your door. وعن خدمتك نحيتني. And you retired me from your service, oh my Lord. أو لعلك, listen. أو لعلك رأيتني مستخفا بحقك. Or maybe, my Lord, you observed my disregard to your rights. Oh, if I disregard the rights of Allah, what happens? أو لعلك رأيتني مستخفا بحقك فأقصيتني. I disregarded your rights and therefore you distanced me, my Lord. So now look at this sentence. If I ever feel in my heart, my God, I feel distant from Allah. You know why? Here's the answer. Because you disregarded Allah's rights. That's one. You want to know more? أو لعلك رأيتني معرضا عنك فقليتني. Or maybe you saw me headed away from you. معرضا عنك. How do you, معرضا عنك, what does it mean? I'm coming towards you. Let's say I'm coming towards you. And what do? You turn around and you flee. When do we do that? Do we do that? Do we see Allah coming towards us and we flee? When it's time to pray, we turn around. When it's time to supplicate, we delay it. When it's time to do good, we revoke it. مُعَرِضًا عَنْكَ. What happens? فَأَقْلَيْتَنِي فَقَلَيْتَنِي فَقَلَيْتَنِي, what does it mean? You withdrew me away. You don't want Allah saying, you don't want me? Go. Who loses here? Allah or me? Allah or me? أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ وَجَدْتَنِي فِي مَقَامِ الْكَاذِبِينَ فَرَفَضْتَنِي. Why do we feel sometimes rejected by Allah? He says, or maybe you found me in the position of liars. And that's why you rejected me. أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ رَأَيْتَنِي غَيْرَ شَاكِرٍ لِنَعْمَائِكَ فَحَرَمْتَنِي. Why is it that we're deprived? Why is it that we want the sustenance, we don't have it? Why is it that we don't have what we need? Why? لَعَلَّكَ رَأَيْتَنِي غَيْرَ شَاكِرٍ لِنَعْمَائِكَ. We were not thankful to the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's why what happened? فَحَرَمْتَنِي. You deprived me. أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ فَقَدْتَنِي مِنْ مَجَالِسِ الْعُلَمَاءِ فَخَذَلْتَنِي. Or you have missed me from the assembly of scholars. That's why you put me down. أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ رَأَيْتَنِي فِي الْغَافِلِينَ فَمِنْ رَحْمَتِكَ آيَسْتَنِي. Sometimes we give up on the mercy of Allah. Why? It is because He found us from the unheedless ones. The ones who we despair from His mercy. Why? We're so heedless. We're so heedless. We're all the time not paying attention to Him. And although it's long, I'll end with this. Just listen to this. Some of us, these are the months of Shahr Ramadan. How do we spend it? Do we spend it at night, using it to learn, using it to get to know Allah better, using it to recover our faults, using it trying to repent? Or do we waste our times sitting down, backbiting, playing games, useless words, useless works? What do you do? أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ رَأَيْتَنِي عَالَفَ مَجَالِسَ الْبَطَّالِينَ فَبَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُمْ خَلَّيْتَنِي. البطالين, what is it? Those who have nothing else to do. They have nothing to do. When you have nothing to do, what you end up doing? Everything that's haram. You start backbiting. You start lying. When you have nothing to do, and you run out of backbiting people, you don't have anything useful to do, you start picking up. Have you seen what he was saying that last time? You don't know what he was saying, but you'll make something up. Why? Because you want to keep on talking. You want to keep it what? Lively. You want to keep the setting lively. You ask, why is it that when we say, Ya Allah, our prayers are not answered? Because we create all these obstacles in our lives, in ourselves. Majalis al-Battalin. We stay away from Majalis al-Tawabin. We don't go to Majalis al-Ulama. We do not benefit. We are always gathered around Al-Kazzabin. When we put all these obstacles, we will not reach our end. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness and guidance. I ask Him to show us the path so we can repent in these nights. Let me leave you with this thought. You know what qualifies us as followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam? I want you to take this with you tonight. we never give up on the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. I don't care what you've done. See, let's say this is your book of all your doings. And let's say today, right now, right this instant, all the angels came down and you asked them, show me my book. And the book was filthy dirt. Remember, you're a follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. What does that mean? It means, even when I see it, I look at the book, I turn it, and I turn myself, I say, Ya Allahu, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. And I start a new chapter. Start a new chapter. And never give up. Allah Azza wa Jal will look at you with mercy. He looks at everything. You have the wilaya to Ali ibn Abi Talib to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You think he's not gonna look at you? Then you are of very weak faith. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.